This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Stand up. I'm standing up.
Slim Shiny. The real Shiny. Slim Shiny. The real Slim Shiny.
Please stand up. Please stand up. I'm standing up.
Well done, Shine. Well done, Curtis.
Curtis really should come out with a diss track.
Absolutely. The way the two of you have been arguing lately, he needs to come out with a diss
track. That'd be good.
This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire, where we will be in New Hampshire Thursday night at the Poorhouse in Keene for a pregame for the road show. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Greg. How you guys doing this morning? Enjoy the program.
What's up?
I hear you talking about the Bruins.
Yeah.
And the goalie situation.
Yes.
I did watch the game. You know me. I'm always on the negative side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weekend looked real good. But I will say one thing. I did watch. I don't know if anybody watched all of the other hockey games.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with every team. But I'll tell you, just watching it, I said to my friend, boy, the Bruins are going to have their hands full regardless after Toronto. And some of these other teams, they look real, real good. They got speed, shooters, and goaltending. So I'm just saying things look good. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you could be negative about anything this morning about the Bruins.
Only in Boston would that call come. It's like, yeah, 5-1 on Saturday night, but they're going to have their hands full.
80 and sunny today, but it's going to snow in December.
It's crazy.
They looked fast, though, the Bruins. Other than Pat Maroon.
Looked a little slow.
He throws his weight around, but they look like
Shine brought it up during his lead. DeBrusque. I look like a completely different player on Saturday night.
Electric.
Could this year be the revenge of DeBrusque after Cassidy celebrated last year after he was forced out by DeBrusque? This is the postseason DeBrusque gets his revenge.
Great point on the Subaru of New England text line. Curtis's diss track should be directed at Mac Jones since they're both rappers.
I got to tell you right now, I'm going to get myself a pickup truck and I'm going to record a diss track.
Right. And that's the great thing about a diss track, Curtis. I mean, you know you're going after Tibbetts Nuts, right? But you can also.
There's no S.
Tibbetts Nut, whatever. I like the nuts better. You can also, with that diss track, even though it's focused at one person, you can always sprinkle in, whether it's Mac Jones, whether it's Shime.
Ken and Tibbetts Nut are basically the same person anyway, right. So I'll go after both of them.
You go after that guy who called from Cambridge this morning, said,
Joe,
you weren't a climatologist.
Yeah. Nope. I love all the callers. They're all great.
You could drop a one-liner in there. That's the great thing about a diss track, is you could go after multiple people.
No.
I don't know who I do a diss track to. Like, I don't really have any.
Oh, no, who's enemies? That guy that was kind of coming after you in Twitch?
Oh, my mom. Yeah. He would be up there.
What about
He's such a loser, though, that I wouldn't give him my breath.
What about the guy in South Florida that said you had a tab?
Tommy Tabs.
Tommy Tabs.
Yeah.
Tommy Tabs.
But that's the purpose of the diss track, is to give your time and breath to the other person you're going after. And
it just seems a little petty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but that's the purpose of it.
No, yeah.
It get low. You know, I don't
okay, but it's been like 5 years since Kim and Kanye disrespected your girl. So why is she bothering with a diss track?
Well, because I think Kim and Kanye expected her to just let it go away, and she's just not going to. It really ruined her reputation for a good period of time.
But she's already won. She's like the king, queen of the world. She's the number one star in every aspect. She's a billionaire. She is, and she's loved, beloved. Her her approval rating is like 95%. Why would you go back into that stuff?
Because when you're on top, you just step on the people below.
Yeah, but you know, you got to be careful of Kanye's coming out with new music. He might now return with a diss track.
This song's not about Kanye, it's about Kim.
Oh, Kim. Well, maybe he, you know.
One quick complaint. All the songs sound the same.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
That's just
I agree
wrong.
With you, Curtis, on that one. Taylor Swift does has a very similar sound to a lot of her music. It has that.
She has some like country feel on this album. She has some pop. She has sad girl summer music.
It's like Mad Libs. You just change the name of the guy and it's the same song.
Her even her vocals like sound the same. I don't want to get too big into the vocals even though I'm a big, you know, voice watcher.
I will say on Monday when you guys asked me about it, I was a little down on it because there was no real summer bop. The more you listen to it, the more you like it.
What?
What about a Scal Caleb Martin diss track?
Ooh. Oh, that'd be a good one.
Titled Code Red.
What about a John Sterling TV diss track? Would that be something you would tune into?
I feel like Shime and Gresh could do diss tracks back and forth to each other.
That's true.
I do like
Scal. I know he did it during They Said It, but I do like him trying to get everybody going.
Mm-hmm. That's a summer bop.
Talking about how it's intentional.
Yeah.
We have the audio. I think he makes great points.
You do?
Yeah, I think Scal, I mean, why else would you call that timeout?
But are you going to know that? So you're the call.
So he's saying in the timeout, Spoelstra's like, listen, go and do something to Tatum.
Yeah, because you don't know that the
with a minute left in the game.
Right. You don't know that the rebound's going to be perfect in a position where.
Well, it didn't. He took the advantage of the opportunity that he was given.
But what if now you just got to search him out like a goon?
That's what Scal is saying. Eric Spoelstra did. Eric Spoelstra said, go headhunting.
Yeah,
essentially.
I'm not trying to start nothing here, but I'm just. Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with a minute 30 down by 16. 30 seconds later, that play happens. 30 seconds later, why is he calling a timeout at 1:30?
Down 16.
And then why is that play happening? That play right there 30 seconds later. I don't know, man. That looks shady to me.
What you call that?
Code Red. You know, like in A Few Good Men. Did you order the Code Red?
I mean, it was clearly intentional.
Yes, it was a dirty play.
Well, and some people are trying to say like Drew Holiday pushed him into him.
No.
I do not see that.
No.
I feel like at that point in the game, if you're the Miami Heat players and you clearly see that the rebound is going to be, because there was two Celtics players over there. It was Tatum and somebody else. Like, you had no chance for it. Why are you even jumping or going into somebody to try to fight for that rebound in that situation? So,
aren't the coaches all mic'd up? Don't they do those like tuning in when you come back from break? I know they're edited, but
sometimes.
I mean, somebody has the audio of whatever Spoelstra said.
Yeah, I know Tatum was mic'd up, but yeah, you might be right on that one.
He was talking trash. Tatum and Brown were talking trash during that game. Yeah. That mic'd up's pretty good.
So, you know, it would be if Spoelstra did do that, that's extremely low.
I mean, it's
to
a
go
simple
try to hurt the best player out there.
But isn't the only shot the Heat have in the series is if they get the Celtics off their game and get them pissed?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's smart on his part if the Celtics respond to it. But this team doesn't seem like. I mean, you have Tatum was asked about whether that's why he jumped up right afterwards. I think
just understand it's playoff basketball, right? It's a physical game, playing against a physical team. You know, it's going to happen. It's not the last time I'm probably going to get hit like that or fouled in this series. So, you know, I wasn't hurt. You get hit like that, you know, just get up. And I knew he was in the bonus, so go down there and knock the free throws down.
Mm. It does look like a hip check in hockey. It's going to twitch right now. It does look like he hip checked him.
What about this question?
He bent down to help him up.
Yeah, but they always do that, though.
Right. They're mitigate like, the damage.
Yeah.
And I can already see it in Twitch. People still think Drew pushed him. If you watch it slowed down, it does look like that. When you watch it in actual time, he literally barely touches him. Like, Drew barely touches Martin.
Yeah.
It's not. There was no push that sent him barreling into Tatum.
He gives him a little shove, but
it's not. It looks like a little shove when it's slowed down.
But he's not going for the ball.
No, he doesn't jump at all.
Yeah.
No.
What isn't the question to Spoelstra? What was the point of that timeout? Like, what did you say? You're down 16 with 90 seconds left. You're drawing up like a, you know, a 10-point play.
Mm.
Right? I mean, what's the purpose of it?
Well, Scal, you know what? Scal's got me thinking now. All right? I might be riding with you, Scal, because there's no intention for Martin to even jump for a rebound. It looks like a hip check in hockey.
Yep.
Where he's like, all right, let me give this guy a little pump. And so
it looks like Pat Maroon out there.
Yeah, Scal, you got me. I'm with you now. Maybe if it, Spoelstra did say, hey, listen, see if we could take this guy out.
And now Caleb Martin has put his Twitter account on private.
Oh, okay. Really?
Well, he knew they were coming. he knew people were coming. You heard Draymond Green talked about it last year. Boy, when them Celtics fans come for you, it is a problem.
This is Diane from Salem. Hello, Diane.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi, great. I'm such a fan, Greg. I was with you when you were on your other radio station and when you were with LB. I'm also a huge fan of everybody else on the radio. Guys, thank you for the good work you're doing.
Oh, Diane, thank you.
So nice.
Absolutely. Guys, I'm calling because you mentioned something earlier, so I hope that the time hasn't passed by, but you were talking a little bit about the middle class and taxing the middle class. May I speak on that topic, even though it was about an hour ago?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, of course.
Thank you, guys. I'm a social worker, and I have a bachelor's degree only, so I've been doing the good work of social work for a long time now, but in order to supplement my income, I'm also a tour guide in Salem. They want to tax the tour guides in Salem now. This would be a brand new tax for the tour guides in Salem. And I was hearing you guys talk about continuing to tax the middle class. And I just wanted to speak up for us middle class, hardworking people. I'm trying very, very hard
productive member. Tour guides that are walking around, or is this similar to the pickup truck thing where the tour guides are driving like in a bus or what? Like what I haven't heard about it.
That's great. We are on foot. We're walking around the city of Salem. We are telling you the history of Salem.
Yeah.
And we're showing you some of the sites. And up until, you know, right now, there's no tax on us tour guides giving that, you know, tour. Hmm. They would start taxing us for our license.
Oh.
They would also start taxing us for the amount of people in our group that we brought around the city.
I guess
my point, Greg.
Yeah.
My point is, we're hardworking people. This is a job. This is a business. Witch City Walking Tours that was started by a woman that lives here in Salem.
Yeah.
We are residents of Salem. Actually, Saturday, we cleaned up the city of Salem for 2 hours. We're trying to help our community, and we're hardworking people, and they're making it harder, Greg.
Well, doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem right. You know, by the way, I think... If you need somebody, I feel like Wiggy would make a great tour guide.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Well, it'd be 5 hours.
That's all right. But I take you to all the real cool spots. Like spots that, you know, you wouldn't know.
Really
that
no
happened.
History involved whatsoever.
Everybody on the tour would be like, okay, I got to cancel this reservation on Open Table.
You know, a drug deal went down back here in 1994 by one of my good buddies. Right. You know, this is an area after a certain time of the night you want to avoid from. A great basketball game just broke out one day between Skinny Mini. You know, he's a legend. But I think I would be a really good tour guide.
I think you would.
I think Courtney would do a great doomsday tour where she would show you where people were abducted.
Yeah.
Or like,
I would.
Do you know is there a lot of abduction stuff going on?
Well, I mean, like I would go to the Idaho house if I was out in Idaho. Like I would probably, if I lived in the area, would drive by just to see it.
I've done the scary tour guide, which is pretty cool.
Is the Karen retrial official? Are they going to get to opening statements today?
Well, Ted Daniel just tweeted that he is in court. They're about to resume, and they're looking for 4 more jurors before they can start any type of testimony. Yep.
Huh.
Hopefully that happens today. And
then we'll have opening statements from the prosecution and the defense.
Correct.
And this baby is underway.
Yes.
And another baby that's underway. Who should start net tonight? The Greg Hill Show Twitter. 200 votes in, 77% of the respondents, Swayman.
Yeah.
Wow. People change their mind.
This is like the Wiggy, this is like the AB poll before and after.
What? Real quick.
Because you would ask this, you would ask this question 3 days ago. They would have been like, "Oh, Lena's game two for sure."
I'm staying with it.
Courtney, you
are
the only one.
Yeah.
How can you go to Linus Allmark?
Because I think that Montgomery talked to them before, and I think that if he starts backpedaling on whatever they decided, I think that's going to be really bad for them.
In what way?
Because I think they have such a good working relationship. When Sophia was on, she talked about it. She said it's not a hoax. It's not just for TV. They really do balance each other out. They play off of each other. So if they have a sit-down meeting, Montgomery says, we are doing a rotation no matter who gets the start. Game one, if Swayman, you know, is lights out, we're still going to go to Linus the next game. If you do that and then you decide to backpedal off that, the mental game for those two, if they're going into this series prepared for a rotation, will be a disaster.
I just love, not Courtney, but the hardcore Bruins fans that were convinced that they were going to alternate and that everybody else was a complete and utter moron.
Well, you don't know yet.
Yeah, they
you
may still.
You won't know until morning skate. It could be the rotation is in play, Curtis.
He has to.
What?
Rotate.
He doesn't have to.
I guess he
even
doesn't.
Ken's off the island. He sent me a text. He says Swayman's starting tonight, and
really?
He was hardcore on the rotation.
Yeah, I mean, I just think.
No, look at Expert says 100% Allmark is the play.
That makes it sure 100%, but it will be Swayman.
See, that's why I said you should have just did what we all. Well, what I said you should have done is say, you know what,
my starting goaltender is Jeremy Swayman, and that's why it's gonna
because
be.
Let's say you stay with Swayman in game two. He's lights out again. There's no way you can go to Linus. How do you? And Curtis brought up a great point. You can't go to him in game three on the road asking him to start.
Right.
So now he has to sit for that series. And then if you win this first round against Toronto, how do you then go to Linus in the second round? You can't.
We should get two bowls of food and label one Swayman and the other Allmark and see which Pudge eats first this morning.
Perfect. Or we could get Michelle Tibbetts Nut on and see her thoughts.
All right. Here is Courtney and what is trending right now.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Some exciting breaking news for Curtis. Some TV news. Netflix just announced that The Roast of Tom Brady will air live and unedited on Sunday, May 5th at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
God, Tom, this is so sad.
Oh, I think that's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be cringe.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Live and unedited?
No.
So,
no.
I wonder who's crushing them.
I mean, if you get Bill Belichick,
no way
that will be unbelievable.
Yeah,
TV.
you get
a sauced up Bill.
Well, have Peyton Manning will be there.
Right, you'll get the Wolf Pack.
Yep,
Edelman, Amendola, and Gronk.
I have to say, Gronk's post playing career less cringe than Tom's.
Yeah.
Panic setting in, he tweets from England or Spain. God.
This is kind of like low, because I feel like roast.
What's wrong with it?
Roast is for like Paris Hilton, not Tom Brady.
Yeah. Roast is for like.
All the big celebrities do roast.
No, it's like for like Gilbert Godfrey. And what big celebrities have done
roast? Justin Bieber.
Okay.
When did he do a roast?
He did a roast a few years ago.
Okay, does Michael Jordan, did Wayne Gretzky, did Tiger Woods?
It's for, like, you know, lower-level comedians.
Right.
I'm excited for it. A good weekend for our teams. The Bruins get it done 5-1 on Saturday to go up 1 in the series with the Maple Leafs. It was the Swayman who Montgomery sent out for Game 1. We will see who goes out for Game 2. The Celtics yesterday handled the Heat with ease, 114-94. The final, a triple-double from Jason Tatum, 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. They'll play tomorrow, but the Bruins play tonight. Puck drop is at 7 at the Garden. The Red Sox took down the Pirates 6-1 yesterday in Pittsburgh. Josh Winkowski went 3-1/3. He gave up one run on three hits while striking out one. And for the golf fans, the RBC Heritage is back underway this morning after it was halted for darkness yesterday. Scottie Scheffler is in the lead. And in the LPGA, Nellie Korda won her 5th in a row at the Chevron Major Championship.
Ah, great call by Ty Allen, WS11 in the Twitch chat. We should do the great goalie flush off since we were never able to pull that off with Mac Jones.
I'm friends with a guy who works for the Boston Water Commission, was up the road about a month ago. Big listener of the show, so I can reach out to him.
All right.
Dan.
Yeah. All right. Get ready to flush your toilets. We'll do that.
And Courtney, I was certain you were going to say it was an Office reboot. I got so excited.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, Shaw's and Star Market presents Norwegian Prime Salmon Filet, now on sale. Get it today for just $8.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 44 degrees and sunny, afternoon high, 57.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Starting goaltender game one for the Boston Bruins, Jeremy Swayman.
Did you get the golden nugget out of that one?
What?
Dad, did you get the massive golden nugget?
What nugget?
Talking about these guys are cool with each other. He asked a question about him getting the starting goalie, and it's about time. I want to go back and forth with this guy.
Well, he brought Linus up right away.
What was the first thing he said?
It's about time.
That's a guy who wants the job every single night in the postseason. There's no way, I'm sorry, Courtney, but there's no way that guy is going, is cool with, okay, we're rotating.
He's saying, I stood on my head Saturday night. And now I'm going to sit.
Right. Or you went with this guy.
It won't be a surprise for him. Like they had to have this conversation beforehand. So either they had the conversation and Monty said, we're going with Swayman the entire time. He's our starting goalie. If something bad happens to him, then we'll go to Ullmark. Or he said, we're doing a rotation.
Right. But
so there's not a conversation after the game.
There has to be, though.
But
he goes out and plays that well. You have to at least think about it.
And why does he say it's about time?
If your intention was to platoon them, game one was Swayman, game two was Ullmark, and then he plays the way he did on Saturday night, you have to revisit that if you're Jim Montgomery and goalie Bob.
Greg, if they never hugged, okay, and everything else was the same, nobody would believe what Courtney believes.
Yes, they would. Yes, we would.
The hug has changed everybody.
No,
it's made us all gooey.
We are so lucky that we have two goalies that are awesome. That's the reason why people believe that they should rotate them.
Has Swayman
nothing to do with the hug.
It does. But has Swayman gotten a new deal yet officially?
No.
No.
Okay. He grew up in Alaska, right?
Yeah.
What he does this postseason will be generational when it comes to wealth. He can love Linus, and I'm sure, as Sophia said Friday, that they'd get along. He loves Linus' family, all of that. But at nut cutting time, he wants to be in net, and he thinks he earned it.
And he just said it. That about time, in your opinion.
It's about time.
Is that him throwing shade?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. So then why say it?
Right.
What's the purpose of saying that then? Go back to the question that
Play the whole thing again for Wiggy.
I could watch that hug on loop.
What was your reaction when you were told you were starting game one?
It's about time. I was excited. And I think we both know that Linus and I both could take the net at any time and help this team win. So we know that it's going to be an exciting series and everyone on this team is going to pull their rope. So that's what we're looking forward to.
So there you go. What was it like for you when you found out basically you were the starting goalie? If he could swear, he would have dropped, it's about effing time. That's like him saying, no disrespect to Linus, I love him, but I'm the guy.
That was like Courtney at the end of the six-month tryout when she finally got out of her contract. She said, it's about time. I can start this job.
So I think you play it, you look at it, and you go, and I think they respect each other, and I think they do have a great friendship, Courtney, and I'm not knocking they don't, but the competitive nature of athletes, especially at that level, is I want to be the guy in that every single night, especially in the postseason.
He is. I mean, that's confidence is what you're hearing.
Yes.
But that could be, it's about time the playoffs are starting.
Right.
Come on, Greg.
I know you're reaching on that. Do you think he can have lights out performances like that over and over again when he's not used to that during the regular season? Like, that's not his normal schedule. So to now switch it all up, I understand he played really well on Saturday night. But
do you think he sits there and goes, oh, it might be difficult for me to do this every night because I'm not used to this? Or is he going, oh, I want every night?
I would assume the first. He would take into consideration that his schedule would be completely different.
And he would be like, so you're telling me if Montgomery goes, we want you every night, we want to ride you, Swayman, he goes to Montgomery.
No, he's not going to say it to Montgomery.
But isn't that going to be his failing? Like, don't put me in every night because I can't do this.
It's about time.
I mean, that's also Gresh's motto in life. So, I mean.
It's about time?
Yeah.
10:49, Colt 49, final hour, 101.
Gresh is, I think Gresh drives an SUV.
Yeah, he drives a big one.
He is infuriated by the attempt to ban all pickup trucks and big vehicles in the state.
You think he gets angry at me?
Oh,
right? I can't wait till he gets.
He's gonna. I'm predicting rant, massive Gresh rant at 10 on that because he is infuriated this morning.
A-plus Gresh rant down the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Go awesome. Get him, Gresh.
Yeah. Running hot. Yeah. And a correction, Scotty Scheffler has one RBC. It's over now.
Oh, it's over?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Very quick.
It's about time.
Yeah. Dude is number one in the world.
Yep.
It's about time.
It's about time. About time. Did he play all 18 holes in the final round himself, or did he alternate with somebody?
No, played all 18 by himself.
Okay. Here's Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, I absolutely love that Jim Montgomery has put himself into the position where all of the pressure is on him.
Mm.
Like, you guys are going to blame him one way or the other. You know, Jim Montgomery is a guy that scored 3 goals in the championship game to win the Maine Black Bears a national title.
Hmm. So he can handle it, is what you're saying. He can handle the pressure.
You got it, Greg. I think he wants it. I think that's why he answered the question the way that he did. Like, well, you know, it's going to be tough to go away from Swayman. Allmark is starting tonight. We're going to win tonight, and you are all going to be talking about the same thing tomorrow. Swayman starting game 3, baby.
It's about time.
Okay.
All right. And if he doesn't start Linus tonight, what's the conversation then tomorrow when they win? There's no way you can go back to Linus.
Right.
You can't go to him for the whole playoffs.
Unless he was going into it, and it was a two-game rotation.
Do you believe? So the two-game rotation, he's saying, all right, Linus, and Curtis makes this point, which is a great point. When you get the start, it's going to be on the road. There's no way he's putting that type of pressure on it. And there's no way you can go – if you play Swayman tonight, the only time Linus is playing again is if the Bruins are losing because Swayman played so bad.
It doesn't matter to Linus whether he starts at home or on the road. He doesn't even remember what happened yesterday because of the mind of a goldfish.
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
I hear you, Jimmy, 10 seconds, Tom.
I hear you. Great. What the hell is the name of that movie?
51st Dates. Yeah.
Awesome movie. But on the pressure, I think, Jimmy, you know, good call from New Hampshire just there. But there is an S-ton of pressure on Ullmark if he gets the start tonight. Because if he sucks early, then everybody in the building is going to be saying, why is the better goalie on the bench?
There's a ton of pressure on all three of them. That's what it is. It's the situation we found ourselves in, all three of them. If they lose tonight, no matter who's in goalie, Montgomery will have made the wrong decision. That's where we find ourselves. He's doomed if he does. He's doomed if he doesn't.
If
Swayman's in goal tonight and stinks,
mm-hmm.
then everybody's going to say, well, why didn't he do the rotation? If Ullmark comes in tonight and he stinks, they're going to say what Curtis just said. So you just got to win.
No, I like the way that Jim Montgomery is answering that question because I think he knows
mm-hmm.
who his starting goaltender is. And so to ask him the question is a waste of time.
I'm not sure if he knows. It's really
a waste of time. They should have asked him whether he got a chance to try the gelato nachos on Saturday night.
They should ask him if he drives a pickup truck.
Right. I'm not sure if he knows, Greg, though. I think he knew, but I think, what was Swayman, 35 of 36 or something like that?
Yeah.
Can I make an obscure television reference, Greg?
Yes.
And I may come off as a big nerd, but I believe Jim Montgomery finds himself in a bit of a Kobayashi Maru. it's a no-win situation from Star Trek.
All right. Oh, you said Kobayashi. I was like, wait a second. Is that
from Star Trek?
It's a training exercise in Star Trek.
Are you a big Star Trek?
That puts a captain in a no-win situation.
Don't you mean Star Wars?
No. I'm not a big Star Trek fan. I'm just a nerd, and any nerd that has any self-respect knows what a Kobayashi Maru is.
I did not know that. Right. Beam me up, Scotty.
Here's...
What in the world?
That's your boy, Captain Kirk.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We can tell.
Is that William Shatner?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, you
couldn't know. Wiggy's impression was so good, I couldn't tell if it was William Shatner or if it was Jermaine Wiggy. Yes.
You couldn't tell right away that was William Shatner?
No.
This is Polly from Dedham. Hello, Polly.
Hey, guys. Now, what you want to do with the goaltending situation? And keep in mind what I said on Friday, that you don't want to be working in basically the same workload. The way Suleiman played the other night, he was so sharp and played so well. You can go in one more time. You can go back-to-back with these guys. But no matter how he plays this time, you want Allmark to start Game 3. If Allmark plays well in Game 3, he goes again in Game 4, and you come back with Suleiman if necessary in Game 5. If he does not, does not play well in Game 3, you go back to Suleiman in Game 4. Thank you, boys.
Yeah. See, I think it's tough, though, especially if you go with Suleiman tonight based off of what Paulie's saying. And he's lights out and you win. Now you're up 2-0 in the series. Now you're rolling the dice and going, well, let's go to Linus. And then if you lose, people are going, well, why didn't you just go with Suleiman? So, and if he loses, then do you come back with Suleiman in Game 4? Or do you leave Linus for his two games and let him play Game 4?
And then you theoretically, if he's not good in both, then you're
coming back to Boston
tied up,
which is like I think the decision is now made where he goes, I was going with the rotation, but now I just have to go with Suleiman. And if he goes with Suleiman tonight, that's it. That's your guy from here on out through the playoffs. I don't think you won't see Linus unless Suleiman has a game where he gives up four or five goals.
Where's the poll at, Curtis?
Let me check right now. Hold on. I just saw a Mel Kiper video. He strongly disagrees with Shime. He says if anybody takes J.J. McCarthy in the top 15, they should be fired. Who should start in net? 76% with 300 votes in, say, Jeremy Suleiman.
It's about time.
It is interesting, though, because Matt Porter, who's a Bruins reporter, he's with the Globe, he tweeted the same poll yesterday, and 52.5% say Ullmark.
Yeah, we don't believe in polls from the Globe.
Yeah. It's just his personal, but...
Well, he works for the Globe.
Yep. Well, he has a big Bruins following.
So. Yep. They also use Dominion.
Right. It's about time.
By the way, we have a fun new show bit that Shime and I did this morning.
Oh.
Final segment.
Yeah.
A rejoin of all the errors of each show to conclude our final segment.
The errors that have been made by all of us during the show this
Correct.
Morning?
Correct. Oh, kind of okay. I was thinking about this back in the day. PTI used to have Tony Reale do the errors every day, and I thought it was kind of a funny bit, so I thought we'd try it out.
Okay. It's going to be all me.
You know what, Curtis?
It's not going to be all you. You've been spot on this morning.
Yeah,
you've
been good. I screwed up that Scotty Scheffler that he was still playing.
Oh. But thinking about this,
I wasn't on the Twitters.
You know what?
Yep.
It's about time.
Hey!
It's about time.
I am so...
Print the shirts, Greg Hill Foundation.
When will we know who... the first goalie off the ice is, or...
I don't know, 10:30. What time? Are they skating yet? Or what's...
I haven't seen that they're out yet.
Okay. Or could he hold off on that to kind of...
He could.
All right, so do you think he does? Or when do you think we know who the goalie is for tonight?
You might not know until game time.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Oof. All right.
I say 4 p.m.
4 p.m.?
Oh, 4 p.m.?
Okay. 4 p.m.
All right, we can take a break. Gresham Foyer coming up at 10 before they head to Detroit for the draft.
Oh, that's about time.
So that is coming up.
It's about time.
I love it. Jackson Hole is beautiful. I've never been. Looks gorgeous.
Where's that? That's in Vermont.
And for golf fans out there, Scotty Scheffler leads the RBC Heritage 5-under. Oh, well, no. I mean, you go in a little bit. Just the tip.
You know, it was a great game by the Bruins, but the unconfidence, is that a word?
Day.
Yeah, they'd have to be there, do their show there Thursday and Friday, right? And let me tell you something. I love the D. Pause. I don't want to get too big into the vocals, but even though I'm a big, you know, voice watcher.
All right, Curtis, I like it.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it. Good way to end the show.
Okay.
I like it.
That was funny.
Yeah. Funny.
The D is good, though. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll be at the D.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, us
deplorables. Oh, here comes Gresh.
Oh, my God.
Gresh is hot under the collar.
Oh, Wiggy. Yeah. All of us deplorables.
That is it.
Right around. That's the new one now. All the deplorables are the one who have, I guess, 18-wheelers or SUVs or pickup trucks.
I drove
a pickup truck for many, many years, and I just switched over to an Expedition.
Oh, yeah. That's a big
one.
That's
big.
You know, like, I don't know, for this, what's her name? Whatever nut.
Monica.
Great.
Tibbetts nut.
Yeah, because, you know, I have olds that I got to be responsible for that I got to cart around a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a family of four.
Right.
So, I don't know, I'm a little larger than the average bear.
Right. Yeah.
So, I guess I got to squeeze my back. What kind of person am I? That's what I, you know, seriously, I'd literally walk up to her and be like, hey, since you're of the party of love, let's spend billions welcoming everyone in while our roads fall apart. The idiots in Rhode Island can't get it right either. They're like, oh yeah, there was an email in 2015 saying there was a problem. Fast forward to 2024, they're trying to squeeze everybody down in certain lanes and be like, oh yeah, you people with big cars, you're the problem.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't seem very tolerant.
All right.
I mean,
it's
if you're
the
looking...
definition of prejudging, I thought prejudice was bad.
Yeah,
the
if
type
you're
of person
judging,
who wants to buy that car, and I am 100% passing judgment.
You're bragging about judging someone.
About it. You're right, Curtis. The bragging about it. Oh well, let's welcome everyone in, except you deplorable people.
I can't wait to see
you
what
know,
she
might,
drives.
Might have to plow a driveway or something, or you know, like God forbid. You know,
what
hey,
do they
what
do
about,
next year?
What about those gas guzzlers that are hauling around all of the, part of the $1 billion spend for the migrants? Aren't they in cars that they would then thumb their nose to? Yeah.
What was the
and
car?
And Mercedes vans.
It was a Mercedes Sprinter, yeah.
Oh, a Mercedes Sprinter. Yeah. Oh, how many people riding around who are like, oh, hey, you troglodytes, that you olds that have to get pickup trucks. How many of those people are busting their ass every day can roll around in a Mercedes big van?
Isn't it ironic that the mayor of Boston that has implemented the most stringent bike lane guidelines and regulations just runs red lights at free random in a non-electric car?
Turn your head the other way.
No. I mean, isn't that amazing?
Don't look at that.
How are you getting to Detroit? I hope you're not taking a gas guzzler.
Oh, I don't know. I think we might have to take the train. Yeah. I guess it would be more more ergonomically correct or whatever.
No Walter White, Winnebago.
Yeah, seriously.
When do you guys start?
I think we leave tomorrow night. First show's Wednesday. Thursday we're off early.
Okay.
Thanks, Cleveland. Way to go, you jackasses. And then we have Friday, and then we're out of there.
Awesome.
So, it's pretty cool. I know we're not riding there. I don't know. Maybe we have to get a waiver from the state
to be
able to leave it in a truck.
Aren't they doing the draft is from right downtown Detroit? You guys going to try to go by there?
Yeah, Wiggs, it's tough because apparently there's like some kind of perimeter set up or whatever. Mm. So because the NFL has basically just prostituted this thing out, now it's all about the crowd shot and everybody gathering downtown.
Right.
So you don't have like a traditional Radio Row sort of setup.
Where are you doing the show from?
Well, we're doing the show apparently from a Buffalo Wild Wings down the road.
Ooh.
And there's four Odyssey stations that are going to be there.
Okay.
So I think, in fact, if I've got it right, Detroit, Chicago, Washington, and us.
How do you feel about the Buffalo Wild Wings?
I like the Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm wondering if it's the one right there. There's like a bridge and right near Kid Rock's restaurant or something like that.
Buffalo Wild Wings, beer, and sports.
Right. And sports, that's right.
So you guys are doing like red carpet at all?
I don't know if we have been credentialed for that.
That's the best part.
I don't know if we have the right assets to get credentialed. Right. If you were going Coco, you'd be in an
arsenal. Oh, yeah, I would be there. For the Instagram photos. Yeah.
Fourier would be. If he wore the white pants and his Peter Pan shoes, he might get credentialed.
Yep. You should try
me, on the other hand, I'd be standing outside like a. With my face pressed up against the window.
You don't strike me as a big white pants guy.
No.
Linen. A nice linen suit.
Yeah, linen pants. Nice. There you go.
Let's try to get Eminem on the show. The NFL is like.
We've been trying to get everybody.
They are all over the Eminem angle. Yeah. You know, obviously him being from Detroit, so maybe let's try to get him on the show.
I hope he roams around. There was some kind of thing with him and Roger Goodell, apparently, the other day, which was incredibly uncomfortable.
Why? What happened?
Well, they were doing a commercial, and then Roger Goodell was like, in the D or something, and he looked at him and was like, "Oh, you might want to change the way you say that."
Or just said pause.
No, you got to make sure you say pause before or after. That's just right. The D.
Then RKK came in and goes, "Big Bob will be in Detroit. Okay. Don't you worry."
Okay, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, what's the matter, Courtney? Did that make you nervous?
If you get down there Wednesday night. Maybe what you do is you hit the nightlife scene, and you might be able to get some insight from some of the players that are down there.
Because that's my deal. You're a nightlife guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Detroit and roam around the city. What could happen that would be bad? Large white man roams around city he doesn't know. What could go wrong? As Fourier's videoing and laughing.
Wiggy does always say, don't let your night job affect your day job.
Yeah. Right. Well, let me write that down.
I'm all about the clocks.
Go to Ace of Spades in Detroit. Nice little strip club. They might get some information out there.
How is the talent at strip clubs in Detroit?
I heard it's pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard it's...
You heard it? Yeah. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I've never been there to hang out. I've heard it's pretty. That's why I say I heard the D pause is pretty good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're bussing them in from Canada, so the Monica Tibbetts Nutt or whatever of Michigan will be screaming at the border. How dare you bring these people in a big four-wheel drive?
What are they
Did you get told?
What's Monica going to do next year when the snow comes? Who puts the plows on what vehicles?
They're going to be on Priuses. You can plow with a Prius.
Can you?
A horseback.
It takes a little longer, but you can plow with it.
I don't even know if Prius
can plow a sidewalk, probably.
By the way.
All-wheel drive.
Yeah. You know, I know people bust Curtis's balls for being a meteorologist and the whole arrogance of man and this whole climate change thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But how about this? If we're going to go to electric cars, have any of these geniuses talked about the strain it would put on the grid?
Of course
Has anybody
not.
Ever talked about
no,
that at
nobody,
all?
No. Or how about the cobalt mining that's done for $1 a day work in these third world countries that are required to actually power the electric car?
My old man was a coal miner 40 years ago and was like, oh, they're telling me I should get out. Meanwhile, the mine he's in still exists. He would have been like the number three employee there, but he got out because he listened to dummies.
Right, Well, we got to go.
And we moved around.
He got out because of the black lung.
We got to get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Foyer's waiting.
What are you guys talking about today?
We'll do, obviously, all the local teams blowing doors, this whole story as well.
All right.
And the John Sterling deal.
Television, yes.
I mean, that is... Right. When Greg retires, that's what they're going to give him.
He needs an
83-inch TV. He has no idea how to use, by the way. No. You gave an old man technology. Yeah.
No way he's got a universal remote.
Good Lord.
All right, Gresham Foyer next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thanks.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.